This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. The U.S. is warning Iran it should not make mistakes as weakness President Trump's last-minute decision to not retaliate militarily for Tehran's shoot-down of an unmanned U.S. drone near the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go, by far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting.
Bolton's warning coming hours after Trump, without providing any details, said he plans to impose major new sanctions against Iran on Monday. The president now pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids that he planned for today by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Members of Sudan's protest movement say they've accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. This is VOA News. Millions of Istanbul residents voted on Sunday in a rerun of a mayoral election that's become a referendum on President Tayyip